This is the world-famous Bill Hendry Show.
But right before I got up to spoke, my colleague, Mr. King, stood up, who's a sponsor of the bill.
Can you buy something at a store without paying a sales tax?
Not in most states.
So why do
you... An extremely rare case. What happened here...
I was born of a whore and bred as an assassin.
I am gay.
World famous Phil Hendry Show. Every night, even Friday night, till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast. All the more so on Friday night. A news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about, where truth is our bitch. We'll go anywhere through the looking glass to find that truth. But most of the time, we're just looking for a couple of women. Laughs. 877-876-PHIL. 877-876-PHIL. Online at philhendryshow.com. That's philhendryshow.com. Where right now, we're streaming live on video and audio. You can also access our archives. You can access our comment section and our Phil feed. You can get a guaranteed email response from Phil Hendry. You can, you can do a whole lot. And starting on Monday, as a subscriber, you will be able to access the daily podcast, the Phil Hendry Show podcast. And that'll be available on iTunes, at our website. It will be an automatic download, and we're very excited about that. You asked for it. You screamed about it. You whined about it. It was pretty... I mean, I wouldn't say they were whining.
Yeah, they were whining.
All right. Well, in any event, it's going to be available for you starting Monday. And also, a couple of times a week, we are going to have our Classic Phil podcast. That will also be automatic there, an automatic download. So that will be a Classic Phil podcast, meaning we'll have an archival piece of material that I will introduce. I'll give you the background on it. I'll tell you how the characters came about. I'll give you the context, the news, what we were doing that day, what I was wearing. Was Bud awake? Had he OD'd again? All of that stuff. It's all happening Monday at philhendryshow.com. That is philhendryshow.com. 877-876-PHIL. Now, I want to talk to this gentleman that you have holding on, right?
Yeah.
And I think he's on line. I'll go over here to line. I want to go over here to line three and talk to this gentleman. Don.
Yes, sir.
How are you?
I'm not doing very good.
I understand that, sir. My producer told me that you have a family problem, huh?
We do. I've got a brother who's been arrested and is right now in custody of the sheriff here in Tennessee. And
what was he arrested for?
He was arrested for murder, first-degree murder.
First-degree murder, huh?
Yeah.
And what did you call me for?
I called because I know he's innocent. I know he is innocent because he has alibis, because he's a husband, he's a father, he's my brother. I know he would never kill anyone. We're looking for help because I don't think that he's going to, with a court-appointed attorney, I don't think he's going to make it.
And can you give me the details of this story, sir? What is your brother's name?
My brother's name is Len Parsley.
Len Parsley. And you're Don?
Yes, sir.
And can you tell me what happened to him?
Yes, sir. He owns, in partnership with another gentleman, a collectible store, a place called Shackle Island in Tennessee. It's about several miles to the east of Nashville.
And when you say a collectible store, what is that?
Collectibles are sports memorabilia, can be coins. They have a lot of coins and rare knives and swords. They're not necessarily antique. They're just collectible, unusual.
Things that people would value.
People who have an interest in that sort of thing. That's correct, yeah. So he owns, in partnership with this gentleman, In April, they use a courier service to take the monies and checks and some of the coins on the weekends to a safety deposit box. They don't keep it on site. Some of the money will go to a bank, and they use a courier for that. And on this particular Friday night, the courier showed up to transport these materials, and Chris, the partner, my brother's partner, was going to meet the courier at the safety deposit box, which they hold in Shackle Island.
This is a town?
Yes, sir, it is.
Okay.
And my brother was going to a Nashville Predator hockey game, and so he said goodbye to Chris's partner and to a young man named David Allenthal, the courier. And that night, my brother got a call on his cell phone that he did not retrieve until after the game, and he was told that David was missing, the courier was missing, they didn't know where he was.
And who was on the phone? Was it the police?
It was Chris, his partner.
Okay.
And the next day, it was a Sutter County sheriff who, they said they found a truck, and they had found the safe that was behind a building or behind a store of some kind in Holland Center.
And where's that?
That's near Shutter Island on the way to Nashville.
They had found the safe in which this stuff was being transported?
Yes, sir. And they found the truck, but they did not know where David was. And then later in the day, they said they found his body. And he'd been shot.
And you guys figure he's been robbed?
Yes, sir. He's been robbed. My brother had an ironclad alibi. He went to the Nashville Predator game.
Well, before we get into that, I want to let people know we're listening to a caller of mine. Your name is Don Parsley, right?
Yes, sir.
And his brother has been arrested for murder. First degree, is that correct?
Yeah.
That's premeditated. That's... all right, before we get into any of that, I want to get the timeline right. So the courier comes, picks this material up, the courier's truck, and the safe are found the next day.
The next day on Saturday afternoon, I'd say, about 1 o'clock is when Chris said the police had found that. And
were you in contact with the partner?
Yes, I was.
Then they find the young man.
They found Davey later on in the afternoon.
And where was he?
He was in the area where they found the truck. I think they found him down... probably 50 or 60 yards away from the truck.
And now they begin to ask questions. Did they immediately arrest your brother?
No, they didn't. They didn't arrest my brother until 2 nights ago.
And what did they do? Did you talk to the police?
No, I didn't.
Well, did your brother tell you what happened after that?
Yes, he did. He told me that they had him in. They had Chris in. They had two or three customers that were there when Dave was there picking up the safe, the courier. And then they asked my brother where he was that night. He said it was at a Nashville Predator hockey game. And then they stopped by my brother's house. They called him up, and they said they wanted to talk to him. And they came by his house, and they said, can you tell us? And they asked him again, where were you that night? He said, I was at the Nashville Predator hockey game. They go, do you have the tickets? Bingo, yes, I do. He produces, he's got the ticket. And they said, did you go anywhere else that night? He said, yes, I stopped for gas, and my brother had the receipts.
So your brother had all the receipts for the gas that he bought?
Yeah, and he even had receipts for the concession at the arena for the game. And then the next day, I want to say this was all back in April, so I'm having a hard time. The next day, they interviewed his partner, Chris. And so then the police, I guess that was the end of that. And Chris and I and my brother, Len, would call the police, find out where they are with the case. And they were always, oh, you know, we're making some progress. But I never knew. I never knew.
That your brother would be arrested.
It never dawned on me. And I found out my brother got arrested 3 nights ago.
And why is it just taking you till now?
No, I found out about it yesterday.
Okay. And why was your brother arrested?
This is going to be really hard to say, but it shows you how stupid cops can be. These cops arrest my brother because they said his ticket stub on the hockey game says April the 17th for the Anaheim Mighty Ducks, or I guess that's the name of the team?
Yeah.
And they said the season ended on April the 10th. And I said, And my brother laughed, too. I said, that's how stupid cops are. My brother bought scalp seats, Mr. Henry. Okay?
Your brother bought these tickets from a scalper?
Yeah. And scalpers, counterfeit, they run all kinds of games. And that's how stupid these cops are.
Your brother had two tickets. When was your brother supposedly at the game?
On April the 10th.
On April the 10th, which was a Saturday, is that right?
Yeah.
And yet the tickets that he had said April 17th.
Yeah, because he bought them from a scalper. Who
did he see play?
He saw the St. Louis Blues.
Did it ever occur to your brother that he had tickets for the 17th?
No, he never thought about it.
But see, I'm just wondering why he would go to the arena that night on the 17th if the tickets said on the 10th.
Because he knew that it was a scalper, and he knew that the scalper would probably get it all wrong. See, the point is that that's not the point. The point is my brother and I are twins, and I think I mentioned that to the other gentleman. I don't know if I mentioned it to you.
Yeah, you did.
If you know about twins, you know the twins have a very strong bond. And I just know my brother's an innocent man. My brother would never kill anyone. My brother's a great father. He's a good husband. He's a hardworking man. He would never take anyone's life and steal that way. Why would he steal his own money, you know? Why would he steal his own money?
See, that's the other thing. The police would have to have a motive, wouldn't they?
That's correct.
Have they given you a motive?
They've mentioned that they say my brother had a gambling debt, but my brother hasn't gambled in a long time.
How much was it worth, the materials that this young man, David the Courier, was taking?
Probably, I think it was about $175,000.
Boy, and he's got all of this in his truck?
Well, he had it in a secured safe. So whoever stole it, there was no way they were going to get it out of there.
Yeah, but they did. They found the safe open.
They did. They did find it open. They found it open. And that part is, you know, I'm as puzzled as the police are on that.
And all right, well, hold on, David, or rather Don. We're talking to Don Parsley about his brother having been arrested for first-degree murder. His brother, who is a twin, and he knows, he says, because he's a twin brother, he didn't do it. His brother went to a hockey game the night that this murder took place. The tickets his brother had, though, said April 17th. The hockey game was April the 10th. And yet the brother went to the arena on April the 10th, not April 17th, even though the ticket said that. The other thing is that this thing about a gambling debt, although I don't know. I want to talk to Don, and maybe you found out, Bud, what really his purpose of calling us is. If we can get to some of that, we will be down the road a little bit on this thing. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. And we'll be back with Don Parsley here talking more about the strange case of his brother and the murdered courier. 877-876-PHIL, world famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry.
Well, you're making it sound like he's guilty.
Broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
Our number is 877-876-PHIL. Now, I'm here with Mr. Don Parsley, who is telling me of a brother of his, is a twin brother, who's been arrested for first-degree murder in Tennessee. And this is a case where he has a clear alibi. He went to a hockey game. He has his receipts. He doesn't need the money, even though you say the police uncovered some gambling debts, right?
Right. I mean, he doesn't have a... No, he doesn't have a gambling problem, and this is a good man. He would never take another man's life. He didn't need the money, and you know, I just think we need help. I mean, I said that I'm not a rich man, but I don't think a public defender is going to take an interest in this because, see, the police, they got it all stacked against them. They're saying, no. You don't have an alibi because the tickets you're supposed to be at the hockey game on April 10th and there for April 17th. You know, but I'm going to do everything I can.
Well, are you looking to set up a defense fund?
No, I don't want to do that because it's some kind of a thing with my family. We've never taken charity, ever. We're going to have to just, you know, pool our resources as a family. And
so what, you know, and this is a very compelling story. Don't get me wrong, Mr. Parsley, but why did you call me?
I just want to warn people. I want to warn people about how the police will, you know, give up on trying to find the real killer because maybe they're lazy, maybe they got a quota, you know, they met their quota for that month, and they'll go ahead and just put anybody. It's sad, you know. It's really sad. So I just feel that you know, we'll do what we can. We'll do what we can.
But if we engaged people who call the show tonight to get money to help you with the defense of your brother, the only thing that I would have a question.
No, sir, we don't. My family doesn't take. I mean, if people are going to call up and donate money, they have to understand that. You know, we want a lawyer that's going to be. You know, we're looking to have a. I'm hoping. This is just my own personal hope. I'm hoping we get, you know, a top flight lawyer like. I don't know who you might think about it. It wouldn't be Johnny Cochran. He's dead, but somebody like a Johnny Cochran, you know. So that would be obviously very expensive, and I don't know if people who are listening to your show right now. So I.
Well, I mean, I don't know how much people are willing to donate, but if we wanted to have a defense fund for your brother, is what I'm saying. You know,
yeah.
that we could get money from people that way if they hear your story and that your brother has been wrongfully arrested.
Well, like I said, we're going to need a pretty good lawyer for him, and the thing of it is I don't take charity. I would for my brother because his kids and his wife. I don't know what they're going to do while he's in jail, but I probably wouldn't even want to take charity for him. You know, and the other thing is most of the people that are listening to your show tonight, Mr. Henry, and I don't mean any offense by this, but it may be 12 of them that send my brother, you know, to the electric chair or to lethal injection or what have you.
Well, you don't know that, you know.
I know, but it's very possible.
You don't know that at all. The only question that I have about this is your brother is innocent. He had tickets for the hockey game, and he went to the hockey game, he claims.
No, he did go to the hockey
game. All right, he did go to the hockey game, and yet the tickets for the hockey game said April the 17th.
It was from a scalper who had misprinted it, okay? And the tickets didn't even exist. And
so how did your brother find the seats that were sold to him?
Well, I mean, like I say, I mean, it had the seats, and it just so happened there was nobody was sitting there. So he just
and who was with your brother that night?
Nobody. He went to hockey by himself.
Is he used to going to the games by himself?
Yeah, I mean that's not anything all that unusual. He likes going to see the hockey, and you know that's what he likes to do. So,
so there wasn't a witness with him. Did anybody see him at the game?
Well, I think there were, and I think what you're asking me are questions the police already asked. We already answered all that, Mr. Henry, and I, you know, it's like I feel like I'm being put through it again, you know.
No, I understand it, sir, but I just wanted to know for my own information and maybe for the information of my audience, did anybody see him at the game? I'll give our phone number out here because at some point I want to take some phone calls from my listeners.
Well, that's fine, but I don't want people to think I'm a charity case. I will say that if they're going to donate money, I do want to get a top flight lawyer.
All right. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. I'm talking to Don Parsley, whose brother was arrested last week for a first-degree murder. And Mr. Parsley says his brother is innocent, that this is a big misunderstanding. Do you have any idea who might have done this?
Yeah, I think that, in my opinion, it's my brother's partner.
This man, Chris.
Yes, sir.
What would he be? What would be? These guys are you two guys own the same business. Why would he steal from the business?
For the very same reason that they say my brother did. For gambling debts.
Do you know that he has gambling debts?
I don't know for sure what he has, but he's no better than my brother, you know, and if they say my brother had a gambling debt, I don't understand why, you know, this guy wouldn't have one too. Why are they just saying my brother has a gambling debt, you know?
And all right, Don, hold on for a minute, okay?
Yes, sir.
877-876-PHIL. Don Parsley, whose brother has been arrested for murder, I've offered to set up some kind of a defense fund for a brother who claims that he didn't commit the crime that the police think he did commit. We'll be back. Phil Hendry Show. 877-876-PHIL.
World-famous Phil Hendry Show.
877-876-PHIL. Don Parsley joining us, a gentleman from... where are you, Don? Are you in Tennessee?
Yes, sir.
And whereabouts?
I'm in Nashville.
All right. And you are... your brother has been arrested for first-degree murder. This is a terrible trauma for your family. He's an innocent man. He has an alibi. The police have picked him up anyway, and they're going, and they've charged him with this crime. Can you give me any... And we'll take some phone calls... you're going to have to talk to a lawyer about this. You're looking to hire a lawyer, a good one. By the way, your family doesn't have a lot of money, right?
No, we don't have a lot of money. I mean, my brother, he doesn't have any.
Did the police recover this money?
No, they did not. No, they did not, you know, so.
All right,
And just if I can anticipate, Mr. Hendry, are you saying that my brother stole that money, so he should have money for a lawyer?
No, sir, I'm not saying that, no.
Because my brother's innocent, and I don't want anybody, you know, wasting my time or anything.
I want to ask this question. Your brother went to the hockey game. It said on the ticket...
I've answered this question, you know.
No, I understand, sir, but the hockey ticket said April the 17th. The season ended on April the 10th. Your brother went to this game... On April the 10th?
Yeah, this season ended. You say it ended on the 17th. No, he went on the 17th is when it ended.
No, the season ended. The Nashville Predators season ended at home on April the 10th.
Then that's when he went.
But you said he went on the 17th because that was what was on the tickets?
No, it was. He knew the game was on the 10th. It said the 17th on the tickets.
Why would he go to the game?
Because he's a big hockey fan. He knows that... They play on the 10th, and the date was wrong on the tickets because they figured it was a scalper, and so they don't know what they're talking about. And
how? Okay, and the money that was taken, how much money?
It was $150,000 in cash.
But you said that there were some coins too.
And also, yes, there was coins and cash and
collectibles.
Right. You know. Everything that they have at a collectible store was there. So all I want to do is get a defense fund going and stop doing all these interviews on TV and everything.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. Let me get to a phone call here. We have some people waiting. Judy in Buffalo, New York, listening on WWKB. Hello, Judy. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi, Phil.
Hello.
You know, someone is pulling someone's leg here. This story does not make any sense. I'd like to know, what is the date on the receipts from the concessions and everything else?
On the concession that my brother went to at the game?
Yes. What's the date on those receipts?
Well, I don't have. The police have them.
I understand that, but if you say the tickets were from the 7th, were dated the 17th, but it was on the 10th, I'd like to know what date were on those receipts. The story
The game was on the... No, ma'am, the story... My brother's got receipts for the gas that he bought.
Yeah, but the lady's question is a good question. What are the dates so we know exactly when he...
Well, Mr. Henry, are you saying my brother's guilty?
No, sir, I'm just trying to get some background here. You know, if you're asking people to listen to your story and believe it, you know...
All I want is people to donate if they want to. I don't care.
But,
for a defense fund.
No, I know, but for people to do that, they have to... So your brother had tickets. He was going to go to the Predator game. It's on the 10th. We know that the season ended on the 10th because I checked the schedule. So
that's when the receipts are dated on the tenth.
But you don't. Did you see them?
Well, my brother is my twin. Do you have a twin, ma'am, or do you know about twins?
I'm sure you're going defend your brother no matter what.
Yeah, but twins don't lie to each other because they're connected by, it's almost, I don't know how you say it, but it's telepathic. And I just know that what he's telling me is true because he's a twin. If you had a family member locked up for murder, I don't think you'd be laughing. I think you'd find it very
tragic. I am not laughing, but the story does not make any sense.
Sam, I said my brother, all I know is the police call him up. They go to my brother's house. They go, do you happen to have the tickets for the game? He goes, yes, I do. My brother had it already. He's all ready to show them because he knew they were going to come back. He just knew, just the way they're asking him questions. So he had the receipts ready. He had the tickets ready, and bingo, there you go. And then the cop, and this is how stupid cops are. I'm sorry if you know a cop, but this is how stupid. They go, it's April 17th. The game's on the 10th. Because I know, because it's a scalper. And that's how stupid they are.
I don't know that about scalpers. Scalpers sell legitimate tickets. They just sell them at inflated prices.
No, they counterfeit. They do everything. They do everything.
And the cop, you say, is so stupid, they don't know that they counterfeit tickets.
They should, but, you know, but
there's
there's
a loophole in this story. I'm sorry. And I don't know.
If you don't want to believe an innocent man, that's fine.
It has to be proven to me that he's innocent. And I don't know how many of
you. I heard you laugh again.
I don't know how many
your
listeners
like
are going to buy into this story without knowing all of the facts.
What have I not told you that I could possibly tell? I've told you everything that I could.
I want to know the date of the receipts from the concession stand.
April the 17th.
April the 17th.
Yes. Now I remember because the police had told me.
Well, April the 17th was 1 week after. Okay.
No, that's what I meant to say. Whenever the game was. The game was on the 10th.
Well, you just said the 17th.
Because I thought that was the last. I thought that that was the last game of the season.
It was. According to your brother, he went to the last game of the season. It was a home game against the St. Louis Blues.
Yes, sir.
You said the Anaheim Ducks.
The Anaheim Ducks was what he thought he was going to see, and when he got there, it was another team. This is if you know anything about sports, I don't think either one of you know anything about sports.
I know sports, sir. I've been to plenty of sporting events. I know what my ticket says, my seats. I know where I sit. I know what team I'm going to go see.
Have you ever scalped any tickets?
Yeah, I've scalped plenty of tickets, you know. And the only thing that's different about scalping a ticket is they're really expensive. Judy, thank you so much for your phone call. 877-876-PHIL. Here is Chad in Nashville. Chad, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Mr. Don Parsley. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Things just don't. The facts here. You know, I don't know anything about this case, so I'm not saying, you know, either way. But the facts just don't add up. I've been to several Predators games myself, and I have purchased tickets from scalpers. If you buy a counterfeit ticket from a counterfeit ticket from a scalper, you won't be allowed to enter the arena. All these tickets nowadays, they have unique barcodes on them, and they scan them at the front gate when you enter. If you have a fake ticket, they're not going to let you in.
Well, that's the way it's supposed to work, but you know as well as I do.
That's the way it does work.
Well, all the time, obviously, because my brother went into that game. And okay, he went into that game.
But you don't know whether your brother went into a game on the 10th, on the 17th. If what this gentleman is saying is true, forget about the barcode. You're looking at a ticket that has the wrong date on it.
They don't look at no date. All they do is make sure you have a ticket.
No, they scan your ticket. They don't even take your tickets anymore. They scan them.
That's right.
Doesn't have the accurate barcode that's unique to that particular day, they're not going to let you in. And how is a scalper going to know that particular barcode to put on a fake ticket?
How'd my brother get in the game then?
Well,
he said he saw
what I'm saying.
St. Louis, you know?
Well, I could say I was at that game. But another unique thing is in Tennessee, the Predators are very popular here in Tennessee. and they usually sell out every game. So it's just kind of odd.
That's probably why he had to scalp it.
It's odd that he got a scalped fake ticket and the real people for those seats weren't at the game. I can't comprehend. Because
if
the ticket was fake from a scalper, then there should have been real people at that game with the real tickets.
No, because maybe they didn't show up.
Well, that's my point. Is people go to these games in Nashville. The Predators sell out the games.
I know, you already said that, but it doesn't mean that just because... Look, a sellout only means they sold a lot of season tickets and they sold a lot of single-game tickets, but that doesn't mean all the season ticket holders show up.
No, my point is the people show up for the games. The people in Nashville support the Predators.
No, they don't always show up for the games.
Well, we have a difference here.
See, the problem is that's two calls that I've taken, and I don't hear anybody saying they want to donate money. That man there?
Sports venue.
Hello.
When I go to a sports venue and I go to concession stands, I don't save the receipts for 4 months.
I don't know about you. You're not in jail for murder. My brother is. We're talking about a different man here.
I completely understand that, and I don't know any facts of the murder itself. I live in Nashville, and I have heard nothing of the murder. I don't know anything
about
that.
What we're trying to do is we're trying to get a defense fund going. If you had any money for it.
Well, for a minute there, sir, you said you didn't want charity.
I don't want charity, but I'd rather a guy just say he's going to donate money than give me a lot of back talk about stuff.
Nobody's back talking you.
Well, I mean,
the facts don't add up. That's basically what it comes down to.
Of course they do. Of course they do. But you're prejudiced against it.
I'm not.
Well, why would this man be prejudiced?
Because he's probably. He may think I'm talking about. Do you think I'm black? I just want to ask you. Do you think I'm a black man, sir?
Sir, I was born and raised in New Orleans. I probably have more black friends than you do.
No, I'm just wondering.
Do you think
I'm black?
Your skin color.
Because I didn't know if you're being prejudiced against me.
Are
you being prejudiced against me because
I'm.
No, he's not. Didn't even mention skin color.
I'm trying to figure out why he's coming in with thinking I'm a liar and everything.
Because of the story that you told.
I'm not telling a story, Mr. Hendry.
All right, well, whatever. The facts that you're giving us do not add up, as that gentleman just said. Thank you for your call, Chad. 877-876-PHIL. We'll be back with more of your phone calls. We're talking to Don Parsley this evening. He is a resident of Nashville. His brother was arrested for first-degree murder. They're trying to get a defense fund together for a brother who's been arrested for murdering a courier that he uses in his business, and half the money gone. 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Starting Monday, automatic downloads of the Phil Hendry Show podcast at iTunes, at our website. And three times a week, we will feature the Classic Phil podcast. Classic material from our archives as well. On the line with me is Mr. Don Parsley from Nashville, Tennessee, whose brother, Len, was arrested for murder last week in the murder of a young courier who worked for his brother's company. Apparently had somewhere in the neighborhood of $150,000 worth of memorabilia, coins, and cash in a safe that he was transporting to a safety deposit box. Police were on the case. They were on it for a number of months. And it was only recently then that the family member was arrested. And when was it, Don?
It was last week. I wanted to say, I'm not one for donations, Mr. Andrew, but you twisted my arm, so okay, if people want to donate money so I can get an attorney for my sister's defense for my family, too, I would prefer donations to these questions.
You said your sister's defense?
My sister-in-law, who is my brother's wife, she's the one who...
Well, you said for her defense.
For her to defend my brother is what I meant to say.
Is she handling the money?
She is handling the money. I want people to send it to me only because She doesn't really have a checking account there. It had to do with a lot of things. And I would really rather that people would send me the money than ask me these questions, which I think are insulting, given the fact my brother's my twin. And he thinks, you know, everything that I think, he thinks. And I told you that he was at the hockey game. I don't remember the date. It was, I'm sure the receipts match. All I'm telling you is my brother would never, and yeah, you're right, he had a gambling problem.
All right, well, if you hold on for a minute, Don. If you put it all together, gambling problem, the dates aren't right on the ticket. I'm not saying your brother's guilty, okay? Hold on. Just hold on for a second. Gambling problem, dates on the ticket are wrong. They don't match up. Okay. Was it $150,000 in cash? It was coins. It was memorabilia. It was cash. You just got done telling me your sister-in-law is handling the money, but she doesn't have a checking account. Is your brother, I'm not saying he killed anybody, is he playing you?
No. And the reason why I know...
Because he's your twin.
He's my twin. And anybody who is a twin or has been a twin, they know that you don't... That's very real.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. I want to go to a phone call here. We have Renee in San Francisco listening on KNEW. Renee, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hi.
Hi.
I'd just like to offer to Don, if you're really concerned about your brother and wanting to get a defense fund going for him, you should stop talking immediately because there's no authenticity in it. I don't even believe a word that you're saying. Maybe you could get your sister-in-law to come onto the program and ask for...
Why would you say there's no... why would no offense that I don't have a brother, that my brother is not right now very frightened sitting in the jail
cell? Every caller who comes on, you accuse the police of being stupid. You accuse the callers of being prejudiced. But yet you want listeners to blindly... You'd like listeners to blindly believe everything you say because you're someone's twin and write checks and send it to the radio station in defense of your brother. I strongly suggest you do not get on the stand and testify for your brother because he will go to jail if you testify for him because no one believes a word that you're saying. I hope your brother's innocent.
First of all, ma'am, you're speaking for everybody and you don't. And secondly, you said it was hard to believe. Well, I've got a brother. You don't think I got a brother? I don't care if you have a brother. You're talking so silly.
I think you're a prank caller, maybe. I don't even know who you are. You don't even sound like you're authentic at all.
Well, ma'am, I can say the same thing about you. You don't sound authentic either. You sound like a woman that don't want to hear anybody's story. You're just talking over top of me. That's number one.
Stories, and the stories are not
number two. Number two, how can you possibly hear what I'm saying when all you're doing is talking? How could you possibly hear my story?
All right, will you guys, one person at a time. One person at a time.
This lady says that she doesn't believe my story. How could she have heard it? All she's doing is talking. She's probably been talking through your whole show, Mr. Henry.
Well, Don, I told you, I told you, Don, the parts of your story that are hard to believe. I told you that you've got the date.
It's not hard to believe that I've got a twin brother.
That's not the part that I don't believe. The part that is difficult, the game was on the 10th of April, and yet you say the game ticket says April the 17th. Well, that's understandable according to you because of the scalpers. They often put the wrong date on. All right, but then why did he go to the game on the 10th if the date says the 17th? You say, well, he knows the Predators so well that he knows when that game was, even though he said it was the Mighty Ducks. And it was actually the St. Louis Blues.
That was me. I don't know hockey. I said the Mighty Ducks because that's the only team I know.
Mr. Phil.
All right. The other thing I was going to say is that the police officer came to me and said that he wanted to see the receipts of my brother. I said, did my brother show the receipts? He said, yes, he did. Okay, there you go.
But what were the dates on the receipts? You know, the cops wound up arresting your brother.
What do you mean, what were the dates?
What was the date of the game?
Why are you asking me that?
Because you're the guy that's here that's getting, soliciting the money. You were going to say something, Renee? Go ahead.
Mr. Phil, When you walk to the gate of a game, I went to a San Francisco Giants game a week ago. I was sitting in my car, three blocks from...
She went to a game. Good for her.
Don't be smartass. Let the lady finish.
Do not get on the defense stand for your brother, because he will go to jail, even if he's innocent.
That? You actually went to the game and went through the turnstile.
I'm sitting in my car in San Francisco, three blocks
from... Yeah, I know. You already said so.
And I'll finish what I'm saying if you can hold your tongue.
3 blocks from AT&T Park. What's that?
That's the baseball stadium.
The San Francisco Giants.
I
went to the game last week. I walked in with my ticket that I did not buy from a scout. It has a date on it. I give it to the people at the ticket gate. They're not going to let me go into a game if I have a ticket for next week when I'm going to the game today. They don't do that. Your ticket is for that night. Everyone with half a brain knows that.
I bet you were alone.
What is that supposed to mean?
Do your brother's favor, get off the radio station and stop digging a grave for him, because you are killing him.
You are so much like my first wife.
Renee, thanks for your call. 877-876-PHIL. World famous Phil Hendry Show.